Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the white men are the most dangerous threat to our democracy starter pack. Meanwhile, all the political leaders and pundits saying that are they themselves with white men. Imagine my shock. Well, almost all of them, because the former mayor of Chicago is with whatever this is. Even Ilhan Omar married a white dude. And here I thought all this time she was actually married to a brother. My bad. Up next, the U.S. Army asked people how serving has impacted them, probably looking for some positive answers. One guy says that his wife smashed 10 guys while he was gone, and he's now afraid of fireworks. First off, long-distance relationships don't work. And second, they especially don't work if you're in the service. Former military guys have told me the infidelity rates for wives back home is somewhere around 80 or 90%. At least this guy has a sense of humor about it. Number three, is it really true that men don't want to date her because she has a kid? Or could it be something else? Of course, men won't date a woman because she's a single mom. But men's unwillingness to date single moms grows tenfold when they're with the African. Disney should seriously make a film about this. You just know it'd be a smash hit. And by smash and hit, I mean that little Aiden here would be the one doing all the smashing and hitting. Moving on, Alyssa Milano says that she's removed her breast implants to release false narratives and become her authentic self. She had fake boobs that attracted men to her projects for years now. And now that she's an old woman, she no longer is being cast in anything meaningful, so she doesn't need them anymore. Also, why the hell does it look like she's wearing makeup to her surgery? If she wants to be her authentic self, then why not get rid of those lip fillers as well? No one cares about her anymore, and this is just a cry for attention. Number five, imagine living this nightmare. This girl's grandparents divorced and then both got Alzheimer's disease and forgot they divorced, and are married again. Dude probably finally built up enough courage to leave her because he was tired of dealing with her BS. And now it's all been undone. I guess they really said, till death do us part. A lot of people would say this is romantic and beautiful, but I think it's tragic. I guess love finds a way through selective memory loss. Up next, this New Zealand queer fat studies lecturer and fatlicious feminist dies suddenly in her sleep at the age of 42. Something tells me this wasn't a sudden problem. She didn't care about beauty standards and says that didn't make her a lot less healthy. Her heart, on the other hand, disagreed and stopped. Is it my imagination, or does her heart look like the devil with horns? That picture also wasn't at her heaviest. She was even bigger before she died. Number seven, you've probably heard of two girls in one cup. Well, let me introduce you to five guys in one meatball. I bet all of them are trying to get together with her and are orbiting her. That's not that hard to do at her present size. She's on Ozempic now, and in a year or two, when she loses all that weight, I bet that she's going to think she's too good for them. The sad part about this picture is that the meatball has the most testosterone. Moving on, here's an unpopular opinion, that Rogue One is actually a good movie. Yes, especially after watching Andor. I don't think that opinion is unpopular at all. I think it's the only good Disney Star Wars movie ever made. It has the best space battle out of all the films over Scarif, and the most badass Vader scene out there. Rogue One and Andor are the best in my opinion because the Empire wins in them and we see them at their full strength. It also feels like Star Wars. Number 9, maybe this is the plan all along. Apparently Ukraine needs 8 million immigrants to avoid a demographic collapse. Well then, it looks like it's time to welcome all the Jeets in. But I think that this is a trick to get foreign men into Ukraine and then round them up and send them to the front lines. Doesn't Ukraine need some of this level of enrichment? By the way, this picture was taken in Toronto. Talk about classy. Up next, Computing Forever is one of the channels YouTube banned during COVID. And now they unbanned it years later and somehow all the content is still there after 5 years. But why didn't YouTube completely erase everything on his channel? They probably figured they'd let him back at some point once all the COVID stuff died down. I was following his other channel, The Dave Cullen Show, for years now, and it's good to see his stuff back. Stardust the Thinking Ape was also quickly unbanned. Number 11, is it almost time for Canadians to take their medicine and become the 51st state? No, not yet. First Alberta and then Western Canada need to leave, and only then will the remaining provinces be forced to bend the knee to America. Canada needs to look on the bright side, though. At least if we joined America, we could travel south and avoid our 8 months of winter here. Although if Alberta leaves, you can sure bet that all the Indians in Canada will suddenly move there to become American citizens. Moving on, Dave Chappelle says that the people who call the police when you didn't wear a mask are now saying we live in a police state, presumably because of Donald Trump. But Chappelle never said this, but it doesn't mean it doesn't sound like he would. But seriously, funny how that works. The tyrants are calling the freedom-loving individuals tyrants instead. It's all about projection. If they call Trump a tyrant first, then he can't call them tyrants back. Number 13, and speaking of the coronavirus, there was actually an ostrich farm in Canada that was developing antibodies. They could have put an end to the whole thing. This article is from back in 2021. And this year, the Canadian government went out there and culled all the ostriches in this article in the name of public safety. How is this unsafe? They were behind a fence and they didn't actually spread coronavirus. More like they culled them because they threatened the profits of Big Pharma. Up next, just after we got over the idea that we need a vaccine to work, now in the UK, you're going to need a new digital ID to actually work instead. This is probably coming to Canada and many other countries too, even Mexico. Looks like politicians hate being criticized and want to keep track of individuals saying naughty things about them. Before you need a vaccine to work, and now you need to hand over your internet anonymity to get a job instead. Digital ID is the foundation of social credits. Number 15, Caligula is upset because he just found his sister's OF page. Then later on he said it wasn't that bad. LOL. I guess that men find cooches attractive regardless of who they're attached to. Attractive. Except maybe your mother, because who wants to crawl back in from where they came from? Bro was gatekeeping his sister, now he's falling for who he's supposed to protect. Then again, I'm praying he's just a photographer, and he's just complimenting the composition of her shots. Moving on, 59% of boomer homeowners would vote for politicians prioritizing the protection of their home values, even if it meant fewer people could afford homes. Of course. They might need to sell their homes to pay for a nursing home one day. The majority of boomer wealth is also tied up in real estate. What happens when all of them die? No one can afford to buy their overpriced properties. The mother of all real estate crashes is coming, and AI making vast amounts of the population unemployed will exacerbate it. Number 17, if you tell a woketard that you support minority rights, they'll get a hard-on. But if you tell them you support the ultimate minority, the individual, they'll lose their minds. And that's because they can't handle a diversity of thoughts, only a diversity of appearance. They are the ultimate conformists in trying to control people through ideology. That's why they police social media for opinions they don't understand or that don't fit their worldview. Up next, Selena Williams is uncomfortable with there being a cotton plant decoration in a New York hotel, and she says that it doesn't feel great. Somehow she's triggered by thoughts of her own ancestors toiling the fields because of a plant. What are Afghani migrants now going to start complaining about poppy seed bagels too? She's probably just saying this so she continues to get attention, as she's now a former American professional tennis player and is pretending to be offended for eyeballs. Number 19, here's the facepalm you make when you can't tell your mom that you're tired, because she's going to make it a competition and will say that she's more tired than you. It's not just your mom. Most women will do this trying to be the bigger victim. They can't have other people gaining more sympathy than them, because in prehistoric times, it might have meant their very survival. It's just an instinctual behavior from what I can tell. Moving on, Conor McGregor, presidential candidate in Ireland, says that Ireland must remain Irish. Some lefty named Trump Tracker says, just say that you don't like black people. They always have to make things about race now, don't they? People like this want everyone to look the same, like in Brazil, because they think that if we're all the same race, there won't be any problems. Well, look how well that's worked out in Brazil and other places. As for Trump Tracker, he needs to admit that he just hates the Irish. If Ireland isn't for the Irish, then Africa can't be for Africans either. Number 21, Epic Maps wonders why humans stop building architectural wonders. Some random Indian jeet says we didn't, and shows a picture of a tacky fish building. The reason we stopped building beautiful, detailed cathedrals and many other buildings is because of the cost to build and maintain them. It took hundreds of years to finish cathedrals, and many people's egos are too big to wait that long to complete a building they funded. It's good to know that Spain, though, is still building an architectural marvel. Up next, is it true that feminism encourages women to leave their husbands, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians? That's what we saw happening in the 1970s with no-fault divorce. The rise of socialism in the West, New Age cults and separatist women becoming lesbians. I'm not a fan of Pat Robertson, but in this case, he's right when he said this. It was more of an observation than a prediction, though. Number 23, German police are still searching for an anonymous web user who called this German politician fat on social media. It's an old story, but it won't actually stop until the dangerous criminal is brought to justice for stating the obvious. If only they had a national digital ID system, that would probably make their search a lot easier. What's with politicians recently losing their minds over criticism over the internet? If they didn't want to be criticized, then they shouldn't become public figures. You can't have it both ways. They seem to think that they can. Moving on, this woman says it's crazy how most men think they don't deserve love just because they're financially unstable right now. But most men she's referring to are the chads because the other men don't even exist in women's eyes. And chads can still be financially unstable and get all the love that they want. She's not making much sense. Meanwhile, for the ordinary man that's undesirable, the only reason they might actually give him the time of day is if he has money and she still won't love him but the money instead. Number 25 and the last one, this image proves that women are more vain than men when it comes to looks. The difference between an invisible man and a desirable one is a few millimeters of bone here and there. Remember, guys, that your face and height always beat fitness and money. You can't improve on bad genes unless it's with surgery. Winning the genetic lottery means you win the sexual marketplace. Women, on the other hand, win the genetic lottery simply because they are women. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.